Welcome to this iPhone 8 Plus setup demo. And in this demo, I'll just give you a very quick description of the iPhone 8 Plus because it's very similar to the iPhone 7 Plus. What's in the box? And then I'm going to do this setup for the iPhone 8 Plus via the automatic setup that you can do from your previous iPhone, which is actually very, very cool. As I said, the iPhone 8 Plus is very similar to the iPhone 7 Plus. You've got the haptic home button down the bottom, which you can feel. You've then got the volume up and down buttons on the left-hand side, and above that, towards the top left-hand side, of course, you've got the on-off mute switch, side switch. Then towards the top on the right-hand side, a little bit down, you've got the sleep power button. And then below that, you've got a little SIM tray that you pop your SIM card into. And then, of course, we've got the speaker grill at the top, the two speakers left and right for stereo down the bottom with the lightning connector in the middle, and, of course, no 3.5mm headphone jack, which I keep lamenting. And then if I turn the iPhone 8 Plus over, we've got that on the top left-hand side, we've got the raised oval glass over the lens of the camera, and then the whole back of the iPhone 8 Plus is a lovely glass surface. It's really, really nice to feel in your hand, actually. A lot nicer to feel than the aluminium back on my wife's iPhone 7 Plus, I might say. But just one more thing to say, it's only a slight thing. The thickness of the glass probably seems to be a bit thicker than the aluminium, of course, because the protrudence of the glass over the camera area, the little oval glass area, doesn't seem to stick out as much as it does on the iPhone 7 Plus. That's enough for the description of the iPhone 8 Plus itself. And in the box, it's pretty much the same as the iPhone 7 Plus. You've got the little charger, the lightning cable, the earpods with the lightning connector. You've got a lightning to 3.5mm adapter also in the box. So as I said, it's pretty much the same as you get with the iPhone 7 Plus. All right, so let me just turn it on. Now I do have my other iPhone, my iPhone 6S Plus here, and I'm just going to turn it on by just holding in the power button, one Mississippi, two Mississippi, and let go. Now, what I've noticed, I've had a bit of a practice run setting this up before, and I wanted to get this demo over and done with so I can actually start using the iPhone 8 Plus myself. That's the reason why I bought it, not just to do a demo. All right, now that's on my iPhone S. So if I read my screen,
dismiss, but set up new iPhone, heading.
It says set up new iPhone.
Use your Apple ID deliver@gmail.com to set up your new iPhone.
Okay, which is what I do.
Continue button.
And double tap on continue.
Continue.
Now, the reason why I had...
Hold your new iPhone up to the camera.
Hold your iPhone 8 up to the camera. No.
Position the pattern in the circle.
No.
Authenticate manually.
I'm going to authenticate manually.
PIN code. 6 missing values.
Let me flick to the right.
1. PIN code. Enter the authentication code displayed on your new iPhone.
Enter the authorization code displayed on your new iPhone.
PIN code. 6 missing values.
Okay, so I'm going to press my home button 3 times on my iPhone 8 Plus. 1, 2, 3.
Voice over on. Setup. Back button. Enter authentication code. Heading. Enter the code below on your other iPhone. 104067.
104067. So 1 1 1 0 0 1 4 4 8 whoops 0 0 3 6 6 7 7 7.
Finish on new iPhone.
Okay. Touch top of the screen.
Finish on new iPhone. Keep this iPhone near your new iPhone while your information is transferred. In progress. In progress.
Okay, so it said finish on my new iPhone. So picking up my iPhone 8 Plus and touching towards the top of the screen.
Back button. Enter passcode of your other iPhone.
Enter passcode of your other iPhone.
Your account is protected by the passcode of your other iPhone. Your about Apple ID. Your account is protected by the passcode of your other iPhone. Your passcode is encrypted and cannot be read by Apple. About Apple ID passcode. 0 of 4 values entered.
Now, the one thing I always forget to do, I'm about to do now is putting my voiceover
typing mode
into
touch typing
mode rather than standard typing, which is the one finger double tap. Touch typing is one finger touch on the screen and take your finger off and it puts the character in straight away. So right. I'm going to put it in now, my PIN number.
You're in progress.
In progress.
Back button.
Back button, flicking to the right.
In progress. It may take a few minutes to activate your iPhone.
And we'll just wait a minute. Now, I'm recording this on Sunday. I got the actual iPhone 8 Plus on Friday. So if you hear a bit of talk in the background, it's my family in the rest of the house trying to stay out of this really hot weather we're having today here in Australia. But as I said, I thought I'd better actually just get this done so I can start using this phone. All right, so back button, flicking to the right.
Touch ID. Use your fingerprint in place of your passcode or Apple ID password for per cases. Continue.
Button. Okay, and I want to set up my touch ID, so continue.
Continue.
Double tap.
Cancel. Button.
Flicking to the right.
Place your finger.
And here we go, the good old Touch ID, place your finger. So I'm going to put my finger on the home button, vibrates.
Lift your finger,
tap my finger
place
up.
Your finger.
Put my finger down, vibrates, tap my finger up when it says.
Lift your finger, place your finger.
And I won't keep repeating myself now.
Lift your finger, tap, cancel.
Oh, button. Hang on.
Adjust your grip. Keep going to capture the edges of your print and photo, continue.
Button. Okay, double tap and continue.
Continue, cancel,
button. And now undo my fingertip, vibrate.
Lift your
finger up.
Place your finger.
Finger down. Vibrate.
Lift your
finger up.
Place your finger.
Finger down. Vibrate.
Lift your finger. Place your finger.
Finger down.
Lift your place your finger. Place your finger.
And I think that should be it. So I'm touching the top of the screen.
Cancel. Complete. Touch ID is ready. A fingerprint that changes color during the setup process.
Oh, that's handy.
Continue.
One finger double tap.
In progress.
It's funny with these in progress screens or in progress screens because I always get really, not anxious, but sort of like wondering how long I have to actually wait before it actually updates the screen versus me just flicking on the screen and just hearing in progress again. Which I'm going to do now.
In progress, setting up your Apple ID alert.
Oh, there we go.
Secure text field.
Secure text field, which is going to be for my Apple ID. Which one?
Enter the password for david@gmail.com.
Okay, so enter the password for david@gmail.com, which is the one that I tend to use for my iCloud, which is the one that I've got my backup on.
Secure text field.
I'm in the text field. Just want to make sure one finger double tap. I'm going to pause the recording and put in my password.
Return.
And return.
In progress.
In progress again. And I'm going to try and keep my hands off the screen this time. He says, waiting breathlessly for the screen to update without twitching and touching the screen. Now, while that's doing that, I probably should actually say that what I found with the automatic update, those first two times I'll try and get back to that screen in a minute, is the fact that if I had my iPhone away from the iPhone 8 Plus when I first turned it on for setup, it wouldn't come up with the automatic update for some odd reason. Actually, hang on, let me just finish this.
Back button.
Okay, since it's going into screen dim, so I'll get on that bit in a minute. iPhone 6S backup.
David's iPhone was last backed up on the 22nd of September 2017 at 11:07 p.m. Update backup before restoring. Button.
Update backup before restoring, no.
Restore from the 22nd of September 2017 backup. Button.
Sounds good to me. One finger double tap on that one.
In progress.
Oh. What was it on my iPhone 6S?
iOS software license agreement.
Oh, that's still doing that. Okay, back to my iPhone 8 Plus license agreement. Yeah, bottom right hand side.
Agree.
Double tap on agree.
Agree alert. Terms and conditions.
Bottom right hand side again.
Cancel. Agree.
One finger double tap on agree.
Back button.
Back button flicking to the right.
Back settings from your backup. You can restore the following settings from David's iPhone or customize them individually. Learn more. Allow Siri to use your voice input, contacts and location to process your requests.
Which is fine.
Allow maps and other apps to use your location with your permission.
Which is fine.
Continue.
Continue.
Button. Customize settings.
Customize button. Settings.
Customize
and that's
settings.
It. So I'm going to flip back to the left and just double tap continue.
Continue. Back button.
And back button again, flicking to the right.
Photo of person using Touch ID with Apple Pay. Add credit. Debit. Apple may use anonymous. Continue.
No, and even after all this time, when we double tap on continue, I still don't use Apple Pay. So fling to the right.
Add cart. Position your enter cart. Set up later in Wallet. Don't iPhone analytics. Heading.
iPhone analytics. Flicking to the right.
Help Apple about analytics. Share with Apple. Button.
And I'm going to share with Apple. I flick to the right.
Don't share.
We've got don't button. Share, alright? So flicking back share left. One finger
button.
Double tap.
Share. Back button.
Back button, flicking to the right.
App analytics. Help app developers improve their apps by choosing to share about app analytics. Share with app developers.
Share with Apple developers button.
Don't share.
And don't button. Share, alright? So flicking back
share
left.
Share with app developers.
I'm going to double tap on share.
Share. Back button.
Another back button, flicking to the right.
True tone display.
True tone display, lovely.
iPhone automatically adapts to ambient lighting conditions to make colors appear consistent in different environments.
Oh, I'm so pleased. Flicking to the right.
See without true tone display. Continue.
Button. And one finger double tap and continue because I think there's no more on the screen.
Continue.
No, there isn't.
Button.
One finger double tap and continue. Oh.
See without continue.
Try it again.
Button.
Double tap and continue.
Continue. Secure text field.
Oh, another secure text field. What's this one for? Flicking back to the left.
Password. This iCloud backup includes per cases from the iTunes, iBooks and the App Store that were made with a different Apple ID.
This is the one for my other
enter the Apple ID iTunes password one. For David in Australia.
Yep, it's me.
This iCloud backup in password.
Okay, so
double
to make sure I'm in there. So
end.
I'm going to pause the recording and stick in my iTunes and iBooks password as opposed to my iCloud one.
Return.
Okay, I've just put it in, so double tap on return.
This iCloud backup includes per passcode 0 of 6 valid with a two-factor heading.
Two-factor authentication.
Back button.
Okay, so flicking to the right.
Two-factor authentication. A message with a verification code has been sent to your trusted devices. Please enter the code
no,
to
it
continue.
Hasn't.
Passcode 0 of 6 values. Did not get a verification code. Button.
Did not get a verification code because if I check my iPhone 6S here.
Your Apple ID can now be used to set up your new iPhone. Okay. Button.
Let me just get rid of this dialog box on the screen.
Mail. 51 and red dot. Safari. Phone.
Just checking messages.
Safari. Messages. 31 and red message.
All right. So maybe it's got sent to my other mobile number. So I'm going to double tap on did not receive.
Alert. Did not get a code.
And I'm going to force it to another phone number.
If you did not get a send new code button, send code to phone number button.
And I'm going to send code to phone number, double tap on that
code.
One.
Passcode, alert, select a phone number.
Yeah, so select a phone number, flicking to the
text,
right.
Text, 7 bullets, 43, button.
That's me, so 7 bullets, which is the hiding the main phone number, 43 is
passcode.
Me.
Passcode, 0, passcode. 0 of 6 values entered.
Now my other iPhone 6S, my other iPhone should now make a noise.
Messages.
There
now,
we go.
Apple, your Apple ID verification code is
731949. 731949, so I'll put it in now.
731649149.
Okay. And it's going away and verifying. And waiting.
Restore from iCloud.
Okay, restore from iCloud, flicking to the right.
Progress, 2%.
Progress, 2%.
Time remaining, estimating.
Time remaining, estimating.
Time remaining,
that's all we
estimating.
Got on the screen, so flicking back to the left.
Progress, 2%.
2%. Now, as I was interrupted by that screen updated and screen curtain going to be turned on and locking my iPhone 8 Plus when I was doing the setup, what I found was if I had my iPhone already on and the iPhone 8 Plus already on, I didn't reliably get that automatic update from my iPhone 6S to get all the settings off it. What I did found worked reliably every single time I did it was to have my iPhone 6S unlocked on the table, the iPhone 8 Plus turned off, then turn the iPhone 8 Plus on, and then when it came up to, I guess, the setup screen, because I didn't have speech at that time, then that's when the little prompt appeared on my iPhone 6S saying, would you like to set up your iPhone
screen dimmed.
Via this iPhone? Don't you dare go to sleep
time
on me.
Time remaining.
Clicking the screen. I just made it in then, didn't I?
Progress. 2%.
Still 2%. And let me just check the time, because I should have the time at the top on my status line here.
1:59 p.m.
1:59.
Status bar item.
So what I'll do is I'll pause the recording, and then I'll let you know how long it's going to or has taken. And I'll try and put in these percentages in the recording as we go anyway. If I flick back to the left
progress
now.
Progress, 40%.
We're 40%. And
time
flicking to the right.
About 5 minutes.
So it's coming down nice and quickly now.
Progress, 50%. Time remaining, about 4 minutes. Progress, 59%. Time remaining, about 2 minutes. Progress, 74%. Time remaining, about 1 minute.
Okay, so what time are we actually up to physically?
2:02 p.m.
2:02, so 3 minutes since we started the restore.
Swipe up with three fingers to
from
reveal the
iCloud backup.
Center.
Now, I'm assuming what this is going to be doing is downloading the backup to the phone, and then over a period of time, it's going to keep downloading all the apps and the data and the documents and everything else to the iPhone 8 Plus here. So let's just check how we're going.
Time remaining, about 1 minute. Progress, 92%.
Oh, very nice. So flicking to the right.
Time remaining, about 1 minute. Progress, 93%.
93%. Almost getting there. Once I finish this demo and the setup, I can go off and edit this podcast, and I can actually start using this iPhone 8 Plus. I will be getting a Face ID iPhone 10. At least my wife will be getting it. So when that comes in November, I will be doing a podcast on Face ID and how it actually gets set up with VoiceOver. And I'll also be covering the fact that because the iPhone 10 doesn't have a home button,
screen dimmed,
don't you dare go to sleep on me again.
Time remaining.
How the actual fact that it doesn't have a home button, how the gestures work with VoiceOver, and also how the gestures work at the top of the screen with the new way that the status bar is displayed on the iPhone 10. Let's just check on the screen. How are we going? So I'm assuming it's in the process of restarting at the moment. I just wish at that point it would give you some indication that the phone is restarting, because not being a visual person, I can't tell what's happening on the screen, which is a bit of a pain. We'll just give it a moment or two and see what happens. And hopefully, if it's doing the restore, it should come back up with the login screen. Login screen, what am I saying? The lock screen. Spending too much time on the Mac. The lock screen of the iPhone 8 Plus, where we can go back in and I can start using the phone. It's funny, I really get a bit tentative when I actually lose speech on a device, because at this point you've really got no idea what the phone's doing. Let me just, okay, that was a nice healthy noise.
Enter passcode.
Oh, there we go.
Enter passcode.
Enter passcode.
Your passcode is required to enable Touch ID. Passcode field.
Yep.
0 of 4 values entered.
That's because it just restarted itself. All right, so I'm going to pop in my passcode ID. I'm just going to pause the recording. Okay, and tap my finger off.
Alert. Pair Apple Watch.
Do I want to pair my Apple Watch at the moment? No.
You're using an iPhone that has been unpaired from your Apple Watch. First, go to Settings General on your Apple Watch to reset it.
No,
then
open no,
the
I'm
Apple
not.
Watch app to pair it with your iPhone.
We'll do that later.
Open Apple Watch app. Cancel. Calendar. 14/10. Calendar, 12/10.
Okay, I know my calendar's working beautifully. That's the iPhone 8 Plus being updated with its calendar.
Cancel button.
Okay, I'm going to double tap on cancel.
Alert. Your Apple ID and phone Mail. Number are now being used for iMessage and FaceTime on a new iPhone.
Okay, that was the message coming from my iPhone 6 SE. All right, so all well and good.
Calendar, Sunday, the 24th of September.
I am now using my iPhone 8 Plus. Now, let me just see if I've got Hey Siri on here. I'm going to turn my iPhone 6S off here at the moment.
Power off. Button. Power off.
Hey Siri, what is the time? No, it doesn't. I'm going to go and set up Hey Siri. So let me just go and open up Siri settings. Just going to hold in the home button or the haptic home button. Open your settings.
Here are my settings.
Oh, thank you, Siri.
Settings. Siri and search.
Siri
heading.
And search.
Ask Siri. Heading.
Ask Siri.
Siri can help you get things done just by asking. About, listen for Hey Siri, on.
Okay,
double
so
tap
that
to toggle setting.
Actually on, was it? I don't think so. Hey Siri. Well, not so you'd notice, it's not responding to my voice. Let me double tap on it.
Off.
Okay, I've turned it off, now I'm going to turn it on again and retrain it with my voice.
On, cancel, But image depicting Siri being used. Set up Hey Siri. This helps Siri recognize your voice when you say Hey Siri. Continue. Button. Continue. Cancel. Button.
Hey Siri.
Step 2 of 5. Say Hey Siri again.
Hey Siri.
Step 3 of 5. Say Hey Siri. One more time.
Hey Siri.
Step 4 of 5. Say, Hey Siri, how's the weather today?
Hey Siri, how's the weather today?
Step 5 of 5. Now say, Hey Siri, it's me.
Hey Siri, it's me.
Hey Siri is ready.
Okay.
Siri will recognize. Done. Button.
Double tap on done.
Listen for Hey Siri.
On. All right, let's just try that. Hey Siri. What is the time?
It's 2:09 p.m.
Cool. All right.
Settings. Heading.
I just did a two-finger scrub to come out of the Siri settings. I'm going to touch the top settings. Of the screen, and I want heading. To get down to general.
Search. David Woodbridge, finish setting up your iPhone.
Now, I'm going to come to available. That back in a minute because that irritates me just sitting there, flicking to the right.
Airplane mode, Wi-Fi. Bluetooth,
let's come down
mobile,
to...
Personal, VPN, service, notific, controls, do not disturb, general.
General.
Select,
and
settings.
Let's flick through the home button.
About, software, airdrop, handoff, CarPlay, home button, button.
That's the one. Now, that's a different home button to the home button one. You find in accessibility settings, which is the actual home click speed, so how fast you press the home button. This is how much it vibrates to you when you tap it. So double tap on this.
Done. Button. Choose your click. Heading.
Choose your click.
Tap an option below, then press the home button to give it a try.
Okay,
tap. To set the one you like best, tap done.
Thank you. All right, so you tap on 1, 2, or 3, feel the vibration you want from softest to hardest, and then basically press down. So I'm going to flick to the right.
1. Button.
So this is 1.
Selected. 1.
Okay, and I'm going to press my home button. That's a very light click.
2. Button.
2. Double tap on 2.
Selected. 2.
Bit harder. I just press the home button again.
3.
Button. Double tap on 3.
Selected. 3.
Well, that's a big, hefty... chunk type haptic feedback. I really don't think I need that one. In fact, I'm going to put mine on.
One. Selected. One.
Because it's a nice light feel to it. If I press it twice, yep, that's lovely. All right. Let me flick back to, I'm assuming, the right direction for the done button. All right, one finger double tap on done.
Home button. Button.
Home button, button. You know, it's funny when it says home button, button. You'd actually think that was a mislabeled label, wouldn't you? All right, so let me just do a two-finger scrub to keep this screen
settings.
Tidy.
Heading.
Now, I said I'd go to the top of
settings.
The screen.
David would finish setting up your
and get
iPhone.
Rid of this
one
irritating finish
button.
Up your setting iPhone because I know exactly what it is and I don't use it still.
Selected settings.
Clicking to the right.
iPhone set. Finish setting up your iPhone. Get the most out of your iPhone with features like Apple ID, Siri, Touch ID and Apple Pay. Set up Apple Pay. Button.
And I don't want to do that, so I'm going to one finger double tap on that.
In progress.
And
button.
It's really funny with this automatic stuff. I just wish Apple sometimes would just give it up and stop trying to do things so automatically for its consumers and just let consumers decide what they want to turn on and off with not being prompted all the time. All right, flicking to the right.
Pay with Touch ID. Add credit. Apple may continue. Set up later in wallet.
And I'm going to do double tap on set up later in wallet. So that silly prompt should now go away.
Settings. Heading.
Let me just flip to the right.
Search. David Woodbridge. Aeroplane mode.
Beautiful.
Wi-Fi. Telstra 6005.
Okay, now it's away. Now because I'm using AirPods, my AirPod setting should have automatically come over onto Bluetooth.
Bluetooth.
So let me just double tap on Bluetooth.
Select. Settings.
Let's have a squeeze.
Bluetooth. On. Now discoverable as David's iPhone. My devices. Heading. Cams Beats Solo 3. Not connected. Button.
Yeah, that's the newer
actions
Beats
available.
I was actually doing a bit of a test on. I didn't really like them because they didn't actually have raised buttons in them as in the previous Beats Studio headphones I was using. So I sort of sent them back.
More info. David's second AirPods.
Yep, there's my
not
second
connected.
AirPods.
More info. David's AirPods
there's
first.
My first AirPods.
More info. Other devices. In progress.
Other devices. Yep, blah, blah, blah. All right, so let me press the home button.
Set.
So what time is it now?
2:16 p.m. Status bar item.
It's now 2:16, so I reckon I started doing this about 10 to, so now it's about 16 minutes past, so the whole process took less than half an hour to go from turning the iPhone 8 Plus on to automatic setup, and going through the whole setup process. And just one final note, when I was mucking about with setting up the iPhone 8 Plus originally, I went for a manual setup, and that's when I did get the Siri and the home button set up. I'm just wondering if in this automatic process, that's the reason why I didn't get it on the automatic restore for my iPhone 6S. So that completes this demo of setting up the iPhone 8 Plus. And now I've just got to wait for all the apps and my data to update to this new iPhone 8 Plus. And off I go. And as I said, when I get the iPhone 10 for my wife, I'll do a demo on that as well. But for the moment, that completes this demo of the iPhone 8 Plus setup. And as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.